Like, what you just heard was Mr. Lott, and we are going to continue this tomorrow. I don't know what time, but there's no time frame. Like I said, when I give you a location, the whereabouts, none of that stuff, I'm not even going to do it, so don't even expect it, okay? I'm not going to say he's out of from, I'm not going to do all that, all right? there's a thing called Privacy Act, and he declined it of his location and everything, okay? So that's it, and enjoy the show. How you doing? What you just heard was Mr. Lott, and we are going to continue this tomorrow. I don't know what time, but there's no time frame. Like I said, when I give you a location, no whereabouts, none of that stuff, I'm not even going to do it, so don't even expect it, okay? I'm not going to say he's out of from, I'm not going to do all that, all right? there's a thing called Privacy Act, and he declined it of his location and everything, okay? So that's it, and enjoy the show.
That I've been rooted in this system as way back as the 40s. But either way it goes, this is why Trump behavior is the way it is. We're gonna discuss that, but mainly I want y'all to get on the same page with me, and we want y'all to Google right now. This is the mind-blowing laws that have been passed, and this is why police and prosecutors and judges feel they can get away with it. It's unconstitutional, it's illegal, and they reclassify our politicians as active terrorists. You want to read this law? It's called Legality of U.S. Government Targeted Killing Program under Domestic Law. I'm going to give y'all time. I want y'all to get that. I want y'all to hit us up. And it's important for us to know that you got this, because otherwise you can't follow me while I'm looking at it. You cannot follow me and understand what's really happening. So that's one thing. If you don't have it, it's the U.S. government targeted killing program under domestic law. That's what it is. I'm gonna give y'all time. If you want to know why is police and where they're getting this belief that they have the authority, and the white supremacist groups have authority to kill everyone else around them. These people have gotten to the point, well, they have gotten so far out there, they believe that they're above God. But we ain't gonna go into religion. What we focusing on now, you have Black Lives Matter, you have all this stuff matters, okay, fine. We can do all that all day. What they don't want y'all to understand is these laws that remove corrupted politicians from office. This stuff is not Ethno Police Department. This is rooted in Mitch McConnell, Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the Republican Party, and some Democrats are going along with this. These laws that we are talking about, like 5 U.S.C., the number 5 U.S.C. 7311, you want to look at that, these are federal codes. 5 U.S.C. 7311, along with 18 U.S.C. 1918, along with 5 U.S.C. 3333, 5 U.S.C. 3331. These laws breaks it down that when these politicians take their oath of office, they have badges, y'all. These people break their oath of office. When they sign their oath of office, they fill out an affidavit that they would not. You have to understand, these laws is to protect the citizens if a politician become corrupted. They don't want y'all thinking about this. That one violation of their oath of office is a federal felony under these laws I just given you. You'll read them all if you look up violation of oath of office and Walker versus member of Congress. That's violation of oath of office and Walker versus member of Congress. If you Google that, you're going to find out in the way that lawsuit is a simple couple pages, not much for you to have to read. you're going to understand the power that you have as a citizen. And this is what they don't want y'all to understand. It's simple. Mitch McConnell, the Republican Party, everybody that wanted Donald Trump to be in office, right? Regardless of all the overwhelming evidence that was there, it was there to impeach this man. They want the public to believe, these are our representatives. Now, we the government. Y'all got to get this right. We are the government. And we the ones, our federal government collects right at $4 trillion a year in taxes. Our federal representatives is in charge of $4 trillion. You have to think about this, y'all. I mean, I don't know where everybody's been. I know I can't speak to y'all forget that these people is playing with $4 trillion a year in federal tax money. Okay. What that means is everything they do is supposed to be for the beneficiary of all taxpayers. These laws, where we going and what I'm talking about, remove them, Mitch McConnell now from office. Now, what they did so criminal is two major things. They illegally passed that first $1 trillion tax cut because they bypassed the norms. When they said on TV they bypassed the norms, that means it's federal income tax fraud. And yes, you can sue the federal government under 19. Look up, all you have to go to your local federal courthouses. Everybody, swamp them, and just add, and kill it out your pockets. Just have your ID. And smell fresh. Go to your local federal courthouse, everybody, every county, and ask for what's called 1983 civil suit form. It's a package. If you don't have no money, you can fill this out free. This is all connected to what I'm saying. This is the power of a U.S. citizen, which y'all don't get. You get this 1983 civil suit form. Okay. You get that. You file a complaint, whether you know law or not, you still put your best ability into writing. You can fill it out yourself. If you don't have the money, your taxpayer money paid for your lawsuit to be filed under Civil Rights Division, under 1983 civil suit form. You can file, they want you to march the street, but they don't want you filing these lawsuits. Like, I want you to look up this law. It's called Color of Law, Deprivation of Rights. Deprivation of rights, color of law is an 1871 civil rights law, the original. Without that one, Martin Luther King couldn't say anything. That law is the one that removes corrupted politicians, judges, and send them to prison. That law removed the governors when they attack and vote. They don't want y'all to know this. It's called color of law, deprivation of rights. And remember, you heard it here first. They want y'all to march in the streets, and I'll tell you about all of that and how all that go. Right now, they don't want you going to your federal local courthouses or going to the internet and downloading what's called 1983 civil suit form. That's the lawsuit form that you filed when you want to have if you don't like the president. You have a problem with whatever, you can sue the president. You can sue any member of Congress. Okay. Y'all remember this, these ain't nothing but lawyers, y'all. These ain't nothing but a handful of politicians allowing social media to go so far out of control. In America, whether you want to believe these people or not, these people want to turn you against your own country, I'm sorry. But see, the land didn't do shit to nobody. The land haven't done nothing to nobody. One minute you understand this is Indian land. Next minute you talking about you hate America. And you that confused, isn't that bad? Look, if I know there's four groups of people I want to take out in this country, and God damn it, I'm Russia, I know they hate each other. All I'm doing is pausing them out to create conflict between each other. Now, let's back up. I hope y'all look this up. We're going to go. I want y'all to look up. It's called Legality. Because we're going to go back and go over this. The first one I gave y'all is called Legality of U.S. Government Targeting Killing Program Under Domestic Law. You got to Google that right there. Legality of U.S. government target killing program. This is what, this is the laws. They was original September 11 laws. They try to twist the world. It makes Obama look bad and Eric Holder looks bad, the two black, U.S. president and black U.S. attorney general. This is not a game. What I'm telling you is not a game. All right. In that, when you read that, it's telling you that when you even get belligerent, get upset with a cop, he can kill you. So what they are doing to y'all is provoking y'all through social media, believing you, it's called Nazi propaganda. What y'all not understanding, y'all being used through TikTok, all of that shit, y'all being used to turn the other direction is a nightmare. And we still on.
Yeah, you still on. You still on.
So, nobody, not all these organizations, all these rappers, let me tell y'all something. It only costs $500 to file a class action or civil lawsuit. $500. You got all these rappers, all these people with all this money bragging about what the hell they got. I'm so sick of hearing this bullshit about what they got. It was poor people that made you rich, fool. You tell me you can't take none of that money and start filing lawsuits and stuff and getting this shit up off these people. What this means is that it's real that nobody's above the law in the United States. They want you to put down your own constitution. This is where your mama and grandma grew up. Are you for real? This is bullshit. The thing of it is, they got y'all believing social media runs y'all brain. Look up 1983 civil suit form. That lawsuit form can remove Mitch McConnell Republican parties. It can send them to jail. You look up what's called Walker, violation of oath of office, violation of oath of office, and Walker versus member of Congress. I am 24-0, that is my Instagram. You will physically see these papers and some documents I inherit that worth over 24-0. And gold, this is gold that I'm releasing. Back, it has everything from the backbones, the sweat and deaths of our ancestors in slavery. They screwed up. I'm showing you a bond on my Instagram. It's called Manuel Galindo Barrera. You'll see this bond. You'll see all this information. Trayvon Martin's great-grandmother was Sarah Rector. She was a billionaire. Trayvon Martin was a billionaire. He inherited his great-grandmother's estate, and they killed him before he did. These are banks that's doing this shit. They don't want to talk.
They would be listening. I told them don't ask questions until you finish.
Oh, they're
listening.
All right, so now this is the thing. I'm a Mason. I live in a bubble. I'm gonna tell y'all something. These people so scared of y'all young generations. They fucking scared. These old motherfuckers are scared of the young generation because they can't understand it. It was never meant to understand. You don't understand some shit you threw out. The old generation polluted the water, polluted the land. Fuck, they staying up. And then want to look at the young generation, tell them their dances are fucked up. Well, it don't work like that. Without the older people, the young generation is fucked. Without the young generation, the old people is fucked. That's how you look at that. And the thing of it is that it's here. For those who got money, that don't think they have money, you're about to have money because I'm fit to hook you up with some money right now. And all you have to do is cut shit and listen. That's it. It's called cut your shit and listen. Wear a mask out there. It's two things y'all need to know. First, coronavirus. We're gonna talk about the coronavirus too. Damn, we got lots. If you really wanna know about the coronavirus, the real deal of the coronavirus, you better sit your ass down and stand up because you better get blown away. You gotta keep up with me though. Go to the U.S. Justice Department website. Go type in the search engine, China. You'll see that if your results gonna be 8,000 plus results that of China, the U.S., the FBI, check this out, the FBI, all our intel, that's me, our intelligence systems in America got a humongous one. You're about to meet them all. Everything that Donald Trump went after, the FBI and all this other shit, you're about to read why. Now, I'm taking you to, again, go to the U.S. Justice Department website, type in China, look at the real results. You'll notice that. That means that these are FBI's investigations, that's the Justice Department investigations, all this. There's over 8,000 results of criminal charges against China and its officials for attempting. Y'all too young to remember when China they contaminated, some contaminated Crest toothpaste over here. By the tons of them and sold them through the market. Y'all too young to remember when China's son sheetrock over here was so contaminated that it was rusting pipes in the houses and people was catching cancer. What you are looking at, if you went there, you're looking at all the attempts that China have made to destroy and go after a U.S. citizen.
All right, we're back. Little short intermission that had to be going. Now we're gonna have questioning coming up. We're gonna ask questions from the panel. We're gonna start asking questions now on what he just elaborated on with you. DJ Black Panther, are you at work or do you wanna come up? Let me know, all right? And I got your message that you need to check the waist movement, DJ Push Play. Okay, at 6:30. All right, I will check him out. I will get up with him at 6:30. All right, I'll bring WDR, pastor from Cleveland, Ohio. He's on my panel. First guy I met when I started this, and I'm just waiting for him to come up. I just requested him. He accepted, he's coming on. How you doing, pastor?
I'm good, Abraham. Mr. Law, it's finally a pleasure to meet you. I've heard a lot about you from Abraham. Also, I've been checking you out on YouTube and social media. It's an honor, sir.
It's an honor to meet you, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to get right into this because I was on yesterday when Abraham gave us a little bit of a sample of what you would be discussing. Can you explain more about the color of law and the 1871 Civil Rights Act that you were referring to earlier?
Yeah, yes, I can. Yes, again, the 1871 Civil Rights Act, and forgive me if I'm a little off, but that's the original Civil Rights Act that really Martin Luther King was basing his legacy on. See, without that law being, see, we can get mixed up and there's so much hate America, you losing something. They want you to do that. We're the only country in this world that its citizens have the right to remove corrupted politicians from office. We want to talk this in our schools. Well, anyway, the 1871 Civil Rights Law, it possesses the power to lock up any corrupted politician, officials. Let me break it down. There's a law. It's called color of law. believe this or not, it might shock you. Under color of law, it's a color of law, deprivation of rights. That's your constitutional rights. But check out how powerful this law is. This law is so powerful, once you go to the federal courthouse and you ask for this, what's called 1983 civil rights form. It's a lawsuit form. 1983 civil suit form. Once you ask for this, it's free. You don't have no money to file it, it's free. You're under disability. This is all the money taxpayers are already paying for. Our taxpayers, we don't use it. It's free. If you're on disability, you can go, you can contact the U.S. Justice Department Civil Rights Division. No one is filing these suits. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this suit. This suit not just about money. This lawsuit brings in federal prosecutors, federal FBI agents that go straight after the police that shot this person. Federal prosecutors go right after the judges, the state. In other words, what the people don't realize, this is a we are the people law. It's laws that protect us from all of this, and no one using it. Yet no one using it. And it's a systematic system. We'll explain why. But this law is called color of law. When this police officer is killing this man in the middle of the street, he is not a police officer. Two or three witnesses are saying you are acting as a murderer. You have a right to kill that officer because he's not a damn officer. This is Nazi propaganda that got in people's head. That you can watch a man in an officer uniform just commit murder and everybody stand by. Well, in the United States, you have a right to defend and stop a murder. Okay? This law that I'm talking about, what gets me, that neither the churches, none of them, the church was to protect the community. You raise all this money, but all you do is file these lawsuits. These lawsuits under a color of law, what it does, Pastor, it is actually saying, it's saying we are the people, don't trust the government or our representatives. We don't trust what's happening. We're filing a lawsuit to stop this. When Mitch McConnell appoint all these 200 judges, he is corrupted. So that means this law comes in and remove all of that. And they actually lose their benches. That's why they don't tell the people what kind of power we have as citizens. They want us to destroy ourselves. So until people understand, it's called color law. Color law also is a law that said, I don't care if it's the governor, I'm going to be specific. When these governors and it's a voter suppression, all y'all have to do is file a 1983 civil suit form and violation of color of law, which goes into tons of laws y'all don't know nothing about that protects us. All you have to do is file it, and you write in there as a citizen, you do not have to know law. You just fill out what you feel, if you know you believe your constitutional rights are being violated. Now what you're doing, you're taking your problem, I don't care if it's child support or what, you're taking your problems out of the state's hands and putting it in federal courts. That's where your constitutional power's at. That's where your constitutional power's at. What they don't want us doing, they want us marching. They want us doing all of this crazy stuff that we have been set up over and over and over and over to do. But the thing of it is that, can you give me a second?
All right, had to just pause for a little minute. But play some music, give you a break, give him a little break, and that way you connect the questions and elaborate what's going on. All right, I think we've come to Abraham 586 with WDR and Karma Love. And I appreciate those that's listening. We got like maybe about 15 more minutes to go, or, you know. And we're going to handle it from there, okay? We're going to hear one song.
Okay, I'm back in 30 seconds.
Okay, let me check.
I play this song for a reason. If you like it, it's called Roy Jones Jr. Can't Be Touched, featuring Mr. Magic and Trouble. It's on the CD of the EPA of Body Head Bangers. You can pick it up there, right? You listen to the words. I listen to words to me. I just don't pick on because who the person is. I listen to the words and what they're saying. All right, that's what I do. And there's another one too with Tupac in it. Tupac Can't Be Touched. That's right. And has Sylvester Stallone in it in the beginning of it. I'm trying to get that, but that's my theme song right here. For I try to like my announcement that I'm coming in on the show and stuff like that with the group. I thought of that, you know, to have a song with the theme song. Everybody has a theme song. And this is going to be my theme song. Drake is my other theme song when I'm off the station. But this has to continue. Again, you know, let the Pastor Darren get the questions out and that's it. And then we're going to end it there. Because the man is busy. So I don't want to make the segments too long. I don't want to make them... I don't want it to get bored. It's not boring. This is very different information that I didn't even know about. Okay, I knew about it, but I heard about it, but I didn't look it up at all. All right. You have to go to your Google. Go to Google. Look up his name. That's C-H-I-R. Okay, look that up. L-O-T-T. Now look that up and follow it from there. You can follow the story from there. And the information is here. Do it for you. Let's do it for you. All we have is about 10 minutes. If we don't finish it off, right now I'm gonna pause this music. And we got Mr. Lott. And WR, you go, Pastor, you finish your question.
Mr. Lott, because before we went back, you were talking about the 1980 civil suit form that we defined.
All right, you want me to break it down a little bit more about the 1983?
Yes.
Okay, I deal with this stuff night and day. This is all I eat. I live in a bubble like this. But the thing of it is, sometimes I cover too many areas, so I'm a backpack. The 1983 civil suit form, you can get them at your local, that means your the nearest federal courthouse in your jurisdiction. If you filing your complaint. Now, 1983 civil form Most people that have been in prison, they used to call them rent writers and stuff. Believe it or not, most people in prison going to tell you about a 1983 civil suit for them, because you have a lot of people who have a lot of time on their hands and they really eat this stuff up for breakfast. So the thing of it is this is, when the 1983 civil suit form comes in a pack, you can call the courthouse, request it, they should mail you a package for free. There's no charge, taxpayer money, pay for it. You can get it down online off of their website and file this. Now, the beautiful part about this lawsuit is that everything about this lawsuit is backed up by taxpayers' money. Okay, so forget, throw it out the window, do you have to pay for it? If you're under a fixed income, Social Security, disability, whatever, especially y'all, the elderly people. People, y'all young folks, you're doing all this other stuff on these phones and stuff. You want to help grandma and whatever, your grandpa and them file this stuff, whatever, your mothers and stuff that don't know how to do this, biggest gift you can give to them. And right now, at this time, what's happening, you don't like what's happening with Trump, you don't like what they're doing, and you don't like these police shooting and getting away with it, you file what's called, you look up and you download whatever y'all call upload, a 1983 civil suit form. This lawsuit is not just about money. It brings in federal prosecutors. The reason why you don't see FBIs all over the place. Reason why, and I know, because my brother works national security for 22 years, I can go into all that all day. Because the people is not demanding, through lawsuit, justice. They want y'all to march in the street. My brother was appointed by the Obama administration when they and this had everything to do with the 1983 Obama administration. Remember when they were bringing out army tanks and all that to people on the streets, Pastor, remember that, Pastor? They brought out army tanks, okay. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
All right, let me ask you something. How did you feel about that? How old are you?
I'm 25 years old.
Okay, well, all right, how did that make you feel when you seen that?
Honestly, makes you feel like you're of a war zone.
Okay, now, under U.S. Constitution, not only that's illegal, you cannot land military on our soil unless it's considered terrorist. Okay, now, the reason why the 1983 civil suit form is so powerful, because that's the We Are The People law. Y'all need to understand when that word, and our cousin say, Tucci say, we are the people, it has power. And the power is what's called a 1983 civil suit form. It's how you use it, what you put on it, and what you request. Okay, this lawsuit form is there to attack our representatives. Our representatives. Now, all this police shooting and all this other stuff is not isolated incidents. You got to get the whole scope of this. All right, they want to make like it look like, no, this is a plan that was clearly thought out, laid out by government officials such as Mitch McConnell, who been in office for 30 since 1980s. He the one really truly appointed Trump. Trump is nothing but a pencil pusher that signs papers. Donald Trump, you go to my Instagram on the 24-0, that's my user's name. You go to my Instagram and you'll see all these papers I'm telling you and everything I'm telling you. The documents, you'll see the image of, I'm gonna tell you, research it, you'll find it under the number 24, Z-E-O-R-S. So you have your children or whatever a chance to look at this stuff in original form. I am an Indian chief. I inherited several 100 generations of Indian chief. The thing of it is that going back to the 1983 form, why all of this is so important? Because every part of your constitutional rights is in there. That's what forces the FBI to come and do their job. It forces the federal government. When you have a governor that deliberately attacking voters' rights, there's another law that stop all this voter suppression and lock these people up and charge them criminal. It does all this under 1983, but it's a law that's called Color of Law. Color of Law, you can Google it, Color of Law. That's deprivation of your rights. That is so serious. What that means is that everybody that has authority, it don't matter who they are, judges, governors, assistant governors, the clerks, it's like, for instance, whoever wrote these laws up for Trump to sign, his lawyers, as President of the United States, you have 2 million lawyers, people don't know that. As President of the United States, he's in charge of the corporations of the United States, not the lands of the United States. As President of the United States, he only have power within 10 miles radius, a circle around the White House, without the governors involved in acting in his benefits. The President of the United States has no power, none. This is what people don't understand. The governors of your state is acting in the best interest of the President of the United States, which hates you. So what the thing of this, if the governor is allowing police to run around shooting people, you can file a lawsuit against the governors, against the 1983 civil suit form, on the form, and you file what's called violation of color of law. That means abuse of power, abuse of authority. But this lawsuit brings criminal charges. It's saying, okay, all the powers of the FBI, if you think the FBI got power, you mistaken. The FBI got plenty of power, but they cannot move if the politicians are holding them back. But if the people decide to sue in the 1983 form under violation of color of law, you can ask lawyers about it, you can call about it, and I advise all these rappers and all these things to keep bragging about how much they money they got, get off their crying ass and quit being scared. It's like a church house closing because of a coronavirus. God not scared no damn coronavirus. So the crazy part is this here. You control a country through fear and economics, control the money, and make them scared. And we're going to get into that, what y'all putting this mask on y'all face, y'all, it's necessary, but not like that. But either way, go. Thing of it is, the 1983 form is there to protect, especially elderly people. Now, I have a question out there. Y'all want to come back at me on this, but I have a question. If the coronavirus was a human being, who you think it would be? It would be Hitler. It'd be Putin of Russia. It'd be Trump. It'd be everybody who hate Obamacare. If you look at it as a damn person, you'll see this was man-made, and we have the information where it was man-made, where it came from. All from the FBI files, just straight there. And guess what? This is public information. This ain't no secret. This ain't none of the information I'm telling you is no secret. Ain't no hidden shit to it, and secret capsule and shit. This is real public information. So, again, 1983 form, you can get them at your local federal courthouse. I suggest everybody that been marching, babies and mamas, get a hold of this. Now I'm about to make y'all rich. I'm going to make y'all rich where it makes sense to y'all. Get your pencils out, get your patents up, because I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to make all of y'all rich, and I want to get y'all to understand how rich y'all are. Everybody that was marching, everybody been subjected to this crazy shit. This is how I go. As a U.S. citizen, all right, y'all, I don't know if y'all remember anything about O.J. trial or not, but one thing you do remember, when they sued him for putting them through, that is called punitive damages. On a 1983 civil suit form, every last person that seen that cop kill that brother in the middle of the street, Everybody and their children have a right to sue under 1983 for the governor, the governor, the city, any official that y'all believe that's conspired into even making this, and even have y'all know how sick they got? They got to a point where when there's a school shooting, they interview children. Do y'all know there's a law against the media doing that shit? Y'all don't understand. These are some serious lies. To wear a mask on your face 24 hours a day is insane, because you breathing the same oxygen, which lowers your oxygen level. Donald Trump saying, hey, not enough y'all dying. I'm going to tell y'all, we are going to, if y'all want to know, ask me, and we can go a lot further. We can ride this damn train all day. But the thing of it is this here, is that, first of all, I'm so pissed at these churches that collects all this damn money and don't even try to protect the community. You remember when Donald Trump was talking about, Mitch McConnell, before Donald Trump came in, was talking about, we're going to tax all the churches. They got so damn scared. So when Trump came into office, we'll never have anything to do with attacking the church and anything that have to do with your beliefs. You know what he's saying? He's saying that if you believe killing a bunch of black people or Mexican people or Jews in a church or synagogue, and that's your right, that's your belief, we trying to fix it. Well, you white racist motherfuckers do that. So all them preachers and stuff stood behind Trump. They was in the right place. God don't eat their ass. They was in the right place. They still behind a Satan's son. So we ain't gonna go into that. How first you have to control the church and lock up people like Bill Cosby, because he know how the media system works. He was gonna buy NBC for $30 billion. You go after all the black leaders and make sure that people like Kobe Bryant is out of here. Our black leaders are being taken out at an unprecedented rate. What y'all not understand, the COVID virus is only two things. It's made up of the 1918 Spanish flu and the Ebola put together. And it was done at Harvard University in a laboratory. And by a man named Dr. Charles, I'm going to spell his last name, Lieber. You look up, and that's what I was trying to tell you. This was no joke. They caught him on a plane with the virus. They arrested some of them. It's all in a report on the Justice Department website. Type up the word China. Look up Harvard University professor and two Chinese nationals. Okay, when you read that, you're going to see the word is called nanoscience. He invented nano wiring, the wiring that they want to put over our heads under this new G5 or whatever. This man invented nano wiring, also invented the coronavirus. And tell you they were locked up. You know who did all of that? Obama. Obama, when he came into office, was briefed on how they was taking this nanoscience, which is soup-ass technology. And I suggest everybody look up nano, N-A-N-O science, nanopollution. This is going to get you. Look up the word nanopollution and hit image. It's going to look at the same shit like you see the coronavirus. The word nano, N-A-N-O, nano pollution. Hit it, hit image, and you're gonna say, damn, that looks like coronavirus. Well, that comes from power plants. Your local power plants have been deregulated down to zero almost now, which means that we are breathing in air. What we are breathing is what's called power plant pollution. You are particles of mercury, all this stuff. This is a form of killing of society. Now, all you have to do is type a rollback of EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. All this got to do with 1983 civil suit. Why? How I'm making y'all rich is this. Go and type up rollback of EPA. Donald Trump dumbass signed the paper. They're rolling back EPA, Environmental and Protection. What that does, it releases, with no restriction, all these particles in the air that kills human life, gives you cancer. Right now, we are breathing. As coronavirus do not travel in air, y'all. Y'all get that shit out your heads. Coronavirus, it can be passed on. Someone touch this, this table, and it only gonna last within 48 hours. This thing is being overplayed. Coronavirus, if you walking outside by yourself, you ain't gonna breathe no damn coronavirus. You're about to breathe air. What you believe, what you're breathing, is called nanopollution from power plants, which give you cancer, affects you the same exact way as the coronavirus. Matter of fact, they look the same. You gotta look up the word nanopollution and hit image. And when you do, you're gonna see, compare that to the virus. I know we covered a lot, but anyway, because of the direct regulation of the EPA, y'all can file a lawsuit, a civil suit, suing the government for murder and attempted murder, and file a criminal charge against the governor, because there are two things that can come out of deregulation, rollback of the EPA, is cancer and death. So now, if all of y'all out there can sit down, y'all can do that marching, you can put your pen. Your pen is mightier than the sword. Next. Hold on, Pastor.
All right, that's Chris Lott. He has stepped out for a minute. I'm on location at his residence, his place of home, one of them, that is, his bubble. I will not give out the location of that or any whereabouts that is, or a city or state, okay? I'm not in the state, that's all. Okay, we're going to end this. It's going to be another part to this tomorrow. I will post it by tonight on where we're going to, what time frame is going to be. Basically, if he don't work like that with scheduled appointment times, I'm going to try to get it out of him if I could. But if I post it, that means I'm going to post the same thing I post up. I'm going to put VIP Chris Lott at such time. And he calls me, like, I have 15 minutes to get to him, or 20 or 30 minutes, depending on how far he's out. So when he pages me, I have to go right away and meet with him at a location. Okay, so thanks a lot for tuning in. I appreciate it. And everybody on the panel, I'm sorry y'all missed it. And Pastor, thanks for coming in and showing up. But have a good day, and God bless.
Okay, I'm back.
They cut it. All
right.
Yeah. Cut it.
Yeah, we can go now. I'm getting warmed up.
That was in my pocket. I left my pizza home.
Oh, okay.
But, I want to keep them in suspense. I don't want to give them, like...
Yeah, I just want to ask a question.
He had to go to another position.
Yeah.
But only, because I want to keep them in suspense. Because right now,